Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jana.
Hey, Jana, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I got ghosted by this guy, but he actually didn't technically ghost me. He just sort of dumped me out of nowhere, and he won't tell me why.
Oh, okay. What's this guy's name?
It's Chris.
Okay, so give me a little bit of background here. Give me like the one-minute summary of you and Chris, the good years.
Okay, so I met Chris on Match. And that was about, 2 months ago. And went on our first date, and it went great. Like, there was definitely a connection.
Okay, so far, so good.
Yeah, so we decided to go out again. And that leads to, of course, a few more dates. And again, still everything is going great. Like, at this point, I'm, like, finally starting to think I found someone.
Okay, and so now I feel like we're getting to the part where the bottom drops out.
Yeah, so 2 weekends ago, we decided to go on a trip. Nowhere crazy. Know, maybe somewhere we could just have like a fun weekend. So I suggested going to Charlotte. My favorite cousin works at a bar out there, and she's always telling me to come to visit. Plus, she always wanted to meet Chris, so Charlotte's the way to go. So we went
okay.
to Charlotte.
I love Charlotte. I think it's one of my favorite cities to visit. Okay, so did the weekend in Charlotte go as expected?
Yes, it did. We got a hotel room. We go out to eat. We take in some of the sights. We took my cousin at her bar. We had a great night. It was a good time.
Okay.
We get back to the room, and we basically have our first time in the hotel room.
Hi-oh! Oh. Okay. So, without getting into too many details, how did that part go?
It was good. There were a few areas we could probably improve on, but mostly it was good.
Okay.
Now, what were the areas of improvement?
No.
I want to know.
No, we don't need to know any of that. We're good.
Well, can you tell me where the areas that, like, you need to improve on? Or was it areas that he needs to improve on?
Let's just say there's a certain skill that some men have that he could probably work on a little bit. But to be fair, I mean, we were both pretty drunk.
Okay, I got it. I mean, if it's what I'm thinking of, then that can be kind of awkward when somebody's not good at it.
Are you satisfied with the answer?
Yes.
Okay,
I am.
Then moving on. Okay, so you have this great Charlotte weekend, and then what?
Okay, so then we get back here for a couple of days, which is not really a big deal. I mean, it's Monday, back to work mode, all of that. And Tuesday, he could have been busy. So on Wednesday, I text him just something like, so do you want to hang out this weekend? And he writes me back, listen, didn't want to do this over a text, but I don't think we should see each other anymore. I feel like we're too different.
too different.
What?
What does that mean? You're Android, he's iPhone, you're Republican, he's a Democrat?
Popeye's Chick-fil-A.
Popeye's Chick-fil-A? did he clarify at all?
Well, yeah, like I asked him, and I was like, well, you know, what do you mean we're too different? And he was like, I just feel like we should stop now before things get too close to a relationship, because I don't think it would work. We're too different. So I asked him again, like, different how? And he goes, it's just our personalities. We're too different.
His whole reason sounds like just an excuse for the real reason.
Oh, my God. Like, yes, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that's exactly what I thought. Like, I feel like this whole we're too different thing is him trying to not tell me the real reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the real reason is?
I honestly have no idea. I mean, I thought everything was going great. Like, we seriously got along great. Like, and then after this weekend, it was like all of a sudden we're too different.
Okay, so listen, based on our experience with these little scenarios, what it usually means is you said or did something he wasn't expecting, okay? So let me run down a couple of quick questions for you if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk did you get when you guys were together, like, during your Wild Charlotte weekend?
Probably like a 7. I mean, which, to be fair, probably would have been a 5, but my cousin kept giving us both free drinks.
Okay, but you weren't, like, swinging from the chandelier, ripping your clothes off or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right, scale of 1 to 10, how crazy was the bedroom thing, like, with it being your first time?
Not crazy at all. Maybe like a 5.
Okay.
I mean, everything was pretty normal.
Okay. Then it's not like he could judge you by your apartment or anything, because you were at a hotel.
Okay, so. I have a question. Did anybody sh** the bed at the hotel?
No, like that happened. Nobody puked. Nobody had any accidents.
Okay, you had to ask that question, didn't you?
I mean, everyone's thinking it, and I'm saying, like, if a guy wakes up next to a girl and a turd, he's probably dumping her. That's all.
Okay, so I guess it's time we heard from Chris. Jana, hang on the line. We got to get Chris's number from you, and we'll see if too different actually means too different, or that's an excuse like we think. All right, so let's find out. We are about to call Chris, the guy. Let's see what the real reason behind this breakup is.
Keto crutch.
Are you running a keto crutch?
No.
Does too different mean too different, or is it an excuse for something else? We're going to find out if this guy answers.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Chris, please?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick and Ashley on Z104. How are you today?
Are you serious?
Yes, we sure are. How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you guys?
We're good. So, listen, do you have time to answer a couple of questions for us this morning?
About what?
So, we got an email from this girl named Jana. I guess you dated her a while ago and then you guys broke up?
Okay.
So, in her email, she was like, you know, Chris was a great guy. I really love spending time with him, but something happened, and he said we were too different. I think he was trying to be nice to spare my feelings, but I sort of want to know the real reason he thought we should break up, because if I did something wrong or said something wrong, I would hate to do it again in the future. So, we kind of felt bad for this girl, so I emailed her back, and I told her that we would find out the real reason. So, basically, the question is, what did this girl do? Because I'm sure the whole we're too different thing was just kind of you being a nice guy, like a cover-up.
All right. Well, no, yeah. Well, she didn't really do anything wrong. She just kind of surprised me when she spent the night, I guess.
Okay. So,
like, surprise you by hiding underneath the bed, like, or surprise you by putting her finger in your butt or something?
No. It was nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Okay, well, what was it? I mean, I'm sure this girl wants to know in case she makes the same mistake again.
Okay, so this is going to sound kind of stupid, but, you know, we decided to take a trip, this trip out of town. She tells me that her cousin works at a bar in Charlotte, and we can go visit there, right?
Right, so, yeah, so you go to Charlotte, you get the hotel room, you go visit the cousin. That was all in this email.
Yeah, okay. So the night that we went to visit her cousin, like, she's the manager of the bar. She keeps giving us drinks after drinks all night long. We ended up getting pretty hammered, pretty drunk. We go back to the hotel and we start making out and stuff. And up until this point, we had never had sex, right? So this was going to be like our first time, okay?
Okay.
So now keep in mind, it's the first time I've seen her without her clothes on. And she has a great body and stuff. But when she takes her pants off, she has tattoos that completely cover her butt. Like imagine if a dude had like a sleeve done. This chick had like every inch of her butt done like a sleeve.
Okay, all right. So what? She had a butt sleeve, so.
Butt sleeve.
Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, she had a butt sleeve. But that's not the weird part.
Okay.
So I'm like looking at these tattoos and they're all like these evil looking monsters and demons.
Oh,
yeah, so like I'm like, I'm sorry, what are these? And she's like, get this. She goes, it's every character from the World of Warcraft. I got a tattoo of all of
what?
Them.
Wait, World of Warcraft? Is that still a thing?
I guess so. And honestly, I don't care about that, but do me a favor and look up some of these characters.
Oh,
like Google World of Warcraft. I mean,
okay.
These things are hideous looking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It just did. She has all of these things, these evil things on her ass.
Yes, and it was covered. Like, there wasn't a small tattoo. They were all, like, massively huge.
Okay. Did you ask her why she did it?
Yeah, I did. She just said she used to be really into that game.
Okay, used to be. I don't even know if anybody even plays that game anymore. Why would you get a tattoo that covers your entire ass of these things I'm looking at?
Right? That's like saying, I used to really be into that show Melrose Place, so I got the entire cast photo tattooed on my ass.
What? So, all right, so what did you do? Did you finish off the evening's activities?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But the whole night, I'm just keep thinking, like why in the hell is all that stuff covering your ass?
Yeah, that's...
I'm surprised you didn't have nightmares all night about having sex with a gargoyle or something.
No, I know. Well, the whole night, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, she's 23 now, but what are those things going to look like when she's 40? I mean, they look scary now.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Staring at a demon on your 23-year-old girlfriend's butt is one thing, but at age 40, that thing's going to look like butter that's been sitting out in the sun too long, you know? So that's the real reason?
That's the big one. That's the big reason, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a great person, though. I couldn't see myself looking at that every time, like, she got out of the shower or was in a swimsuit or we were sleeping together or whatever. Like, it just freaked me out too much, man.
Well, there are certainly worse reasons to stop seeing one. I mean, I think some people might find this reason a little petty, but I don't.
I mean, I was going to say just keep the lights off all the time or, like, put a blanket over it, but, I mean, you're right. You're going to see it all the time.
Yeah.
No matter what. Plus, what if she keeps adding to it? Like, what if she starts throwing Pokemon characters on there or Game of Thrones or, like, I don't know, evil things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it just kind of freaked me out, but... She's a really cool chick, nice girl, and I definitely hope she finds someone who likes that stuff as much as, you know, she does.
But. Okay, well, there you have it. Now we know. Thanks for giving us the real story, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.